Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Still having a great visit with our good friend Bill Dunkelberg, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB. Bill, thanks again for being here. What are you seeing? Let's wrap up our discussion here on your survey. Small business owners still don't want to borrow money. There's still nothing out there to make them, at least not that I've seen. What are you seeing?
Yeah, they're not borrowing money yet, but they are spending more. So we were seeing the capital expenditure
CapEx
numbers
is up,
get better. That's good, and the inventory numbers are looking better.
So let me stick money,
but they haven't borrowed heavily yet.
Let me stick something in there. So you know that I've been predicting and have been expecting small business balance sheets to improve over the last 6 years. What I've said was one of the silver linings in all this that's happened has been that as small business owners deleverage, and we know they haven't been borrowing money, their balance sheets have got to, by definition, have got to improve. So if you're telling me CapEx is up, and yet they're not borrowing money, that means that they're funding it out of their retained earnings,
cash flow,
or their retained earnings, and maybe some cash flow. That's a sign of a healthy company, isn't it?
That's good news.
I mean, so this is the point I've been making about if we could just get the economy going, Bill, where there's some kind of energy in the economy, we need help from corporate America. If they would come back to the marketplace, small businesses are poised for outrageous profits if we could just raise the GDP 1% a year. What do you think?
Yeah, well, 1% more growth would be terrific. That'd be an awful lot of jobs and a lot of good bottom line.
From 2% to 3%, that's not too much to ask.
Yeah, well, 2% growth would mean we're up to 4%.
No, I'm saying from the current 2%, just to grow it to 3%.
Yeah,
annualized
in the growth rate. Right, that'd be great.
Which would be effectively a 50% increase, right? That's the.
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
It's just 1%, but it'd be. But you go up 50%. Look what that would do to everything.
Yeah, 2% growth is considered by most to be below our potential. We can do much better, and we did. Of course, the employment numbers would look a lot better. The capital spending numbers would look a lot better, and sales would look better. The bottom line would look better. It'd be 1%, as you point out, it's a 50% improvement, 1 percentage point. We could really use that, and I think, you know, if we firm up some of the policy changes that the president has promised, Mark, we can get that. We have the ability to do it.
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to talk a little policy and politics here. The Freedom Caucus and some of the others who fought who caused the bill to collapse. The health care bill to collapse in the House. I understand that I didn't like some of the things that was in the new bill either. I wish we could have fixed those too. But when you look at the whole, when you look at the fact that if we had gotten that passed, there would have been so much momentum everywhere. They would have been on to working with some wind in their sail, on to working on tax reform with the tax reform boost from that bill, from that health care bill. They would have been
right
on to doing that. There's so many the compounding effect of all of that loss, the compounding negative of that legislative setback. I just think that those people need to realize there's a lot bigger issues when you're governing than the one little thing that's in front of you.
That's in front of you. Yeah. One of the sneaky things about the health care bill was it had about $900 billion of taxes in it of various kinds. And of course, those all were drained out of the economy. So if they got rid of Obamacare, that would have essentially made $900 billion of revenue available to finance the tax bill.
I can't tell you how many small business owners are looking forward to that 3.9% surcharge going away.
Yeah, that would be great.
I mean, they're really ticked off about that. And so anyway, I just hope that it's like I said at the end of my column I told you about, Bill. I said as long as Washington doesn't screw things up, and that's kind of what I'm worried about right now. Hey, Bill, good
and
job today.
They're always the one.
Keep up the good work, and we look forward to seeing you next month with the next report.
Okay, Jim, take care.
Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. And they don't forget NFIB.com and smallbiz.org, smallbus.org. That's Bill's website. He allows us to put the index up on our website, so I hope you can find it there as well. Please check it out. You'll get smarter when you do. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.